It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
Quick email from Trish. One place I visited would never go in is Sao Paulo in Brazil. The people are lovely, but it's a dangerous country. Trish, thank you. Jeff Gwillem, CEO of the VACC, good evening to you.
Dennis, good evening.
What a brilliant question. How long should a car last?
Well, this occurred to me because we get in our current cars, we drive until the engine sort of packs up, and if it's a small car and it's done a couple of 100,000 kilometres, we normally send it to the recycler. Then I was starting to look, Dennis, at electric vehicles, and the new Tesla, the Tesla 3s in particular, in the standard range, they're cheaper than the last range. So that if you buy a Tesla today, it's actually 13% cheaper than it was when the last model came out, which is amazing. Now, and I said this before, that in real terms, based on annual average income, cars have never been cheaper in the world, depending on how much money you earn, but on average, they've never been cheaper. But every time a new Tesla model comes out, an upgrade of the Tesla 3 or the long range, they're cheaper than they were before. Now, then I thought to myself, well, if I buy a car, say a petrol car, and it's got 100,000 kilometres on the clock, I don't generally think to myself, well, when will I need a new engine? I don't think about that. I just hope that it'll go for 250,000, 300,000 kilometres, and then you move on from there. However, then I started to think about batteries and electric vehicles. I go online, have a look at some Tesla 3s, and a couple of things occurred to me. One was a lot of the used Teslas are trying to sell for more than a new Tesla. And that's a real problem for, you know, a market that's moving very quickly, but the prices are dropping.
Yep.
But two, if you want to change over an electric battery in a vehicle, you know, an electric vehicle, anything between about $7,000 and $13,000. And I don't know about you, Dennis, but if you were going to buy a new car tomorrow, let's say a petrol or diesel, I don't know if you'd be thinking, gee, in 8 or 9 or 10 years, I'll need $13,000 to change the engine over. I don't think you'd think that.
You wouldn't want to think about it, and you wouldn't want to be confronted with it.
You wouldn't want to be confronted with it. And, you know, most electric vehicle manufacturers, they warranty the batteries in 8 to 10 years, some of them more than that. But we don't actually know. We haven't got a fleet that's been running around long enough to know whether these batteries will go for 15 years, 16 years, 17 years, even though we know that they'll, you know, most big batteries on the sports models will do 300,000 kilometres on average. However, will it last? So if I'm only doing 5 or 6,000 kilometres a year, I'm booster charging it every Tuesday, is it going to last me long enough? And have I factored in, and I love electric cars, I'm not raising this to be
party pooper. No, what you're talking about here is sort of some of the sort of possibly unanswered realities.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, me and some of my colleagues at work, we look at the new electric cars coming out. We think they're fantastic, you know, the top brand ones and the Teslas and the Nissans. But then when you start to think about it, you know, you think through some of these other issues. But I was even more surprised when I found that I can buy a new Tesla cheaper than a lot of people are hoping to get for a used Tesla. And there definitely needs to be a reality check there, because those, if you go into Victoria, so if a new Tesla 3, they're about $62,000, $63,000. If I add on to that a $3,000 rebate in Victoria, I'm under $60,000 for a brand new electric car. Now, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's good, but you don't want to get a surprise. If you decide you're going down this path and you're loving the vehicle and you love it for the next 8 or 10 years, you don't want a surprise at the end of the decade.
I wonder, Dennis, if this is just coming to my mind as we're talking, if there's an entrepreneur listening here tonight that's thinking, so why don't I have a program, a fund, that I pay $30 a year into, and I'm guaranteed that somebody will give me a changeover battery in 12 years' time or whenever I need it. Because the other thing we need to do is, and this, when you think about this stuff, Dennis, it sort of blows your mind. If you went into a shop with a computer or a telephone and it was 10 years old and you said, by the way, can you change the battery over, what do you think they'd say?
They would probably say, we can't do that anymore.
So we don't have them anymore. Now, cars are slightly different, and of course, technology is changing with them all the time. But it's a really interesting thought to push your mind forward and say, well, I wonder if there is now there are some great people starting businesses about recycling and refurbishing electric batteries. Don't worry about that; they're out there. But if I wanted to buy a new battery for an electric car today and get that to fit into my car in 15 years, I don't know. Or if there was somebody under the age of 21 listening to this show tonight and they said, I don't know what you're talking about, Jeff. My view is electric car's a 10-year car anyway. You know, is that the thinking of somebody, not just younger, but somebody that thinks, well, these are disposable commodities and after 10 years, if the battery's no good, I'll just move on?
I really think that most people who get into an electric car would be thinking this is a forever thing.
I would. If I bought my colleagues asked me this at work and they said, you know, would you buy an electric car, Jeff? Well, of course I'll buy an electric car because most people that buy electric cars, by the way, don't go back to petrol or diesel. They stay with electric. Mm. However, if I was going to buy an electric car, I'd buy it to keep it. Now, manufacturers don't want to hear that because they want me to change my car over every 4 or 5 years. But I think I would keep it. And if I kept it and looked after it and it got to 8 years and the handles weren't snapping off and, you know, cars, engines don't break down on cars, bits of plastic snap off of them.
Yep.
If the thing was still up together, then maybe you would take that view. Look, I'll pull $12,000, I'll put a changeover battery in it. Guess what? I'll get another 10 years out of it.
We need to take a break. 96900-693-131332. We've got a story about a car coming up after these. Jeff Quillam is with me from the VACC. An email from Tony. Jeff, good evening, Dennis. I bought my first car in 1996 and I still have it. It's a 1996 Toyota Corolla sedan. It's in very good condition. It's never let me down and has 280,000 kilometres on the clock. That's a familiar story with Toyotas, Jeff.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. As a matter of fact, Toyota, there are more Toyotas in the Australian car fleet than any other vehicle. And in my view, they're one of the best engineered cars in the world. It's a reliable, you know, their shape isn't always as stunning as you'd like it to be, but in terms of reliability, they're fantastic cars. And again, there are more Toyotas in the Australian vehicle fleet than any other vehicle.
You've got some information for us on the top five selling vehicles in Australia for the month of May, so in recent times.
Well, it's really interesting. Ford Ranger, number one. Toyota Hilux. I know. Yep. Number one. Toyota Hilux, Isuzu, a D-Max, a Mazda CX-5, and a Kia Cerato, all big. They're either an SUV or they're a ute. And, I got a funny feeling that as the electric vehicles loom, and there will be electric four-wheel drives and utes, they're all coming as well. But I think there's a whole lot of people, I think they're buying that big vehicle they've always wanted. And I'm wondering if people, you know, think, well, I'm going to buy it because I'm going to hang on to it for a while. There's been some good government incentives around holdback and those sorts of things, Dennis, and that's helped the commercial vehicles. But, Those vehicles are selling. I mean, who would know that utility vehicles would be Australians' top selling vehicles? They're unbelievable.
Does that mean that tradies are making too much money, Jeff?
Well, look, I've got to get to work in the morning, so I'm not saying anything, Dennis. But
okay.
Very quickly, another thing: Australian vehicle fleet getting slightly older. We're hanging on to older cars. We've got to get back onto public transport at some time, but in the meantime, we're hanging on to those older cars.
Jeff Quillam from the VACC is the CEO of the VACC. Jeff, great to have you on the program. Talk to you next Monday.
Great, Dennis. Cheers, mate.